Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're with author Scott M. Peterson. He is a chartered financial consultant, and he's just written a book called Maximize Your Retirement Income, Powerful Financial Strategies for a Successful Retirement. Hello, Scott.
Hi, how are you doing, Les?
Good. So basically, this is about making sure you have enough money for when you retire, yes?
You know, there's a lot of books written about accumulating money for retirement. This is a book about, once you decide to retire, what are the right decisions to make?
Now, you don't look like you're anywhere near retirement age. So tell me why you decided to write this book.
Well, thank you. I sometimes feel like I'm near retirement age, but actually I wrote the book simply because I've been working with retirees for about 25 years, and that's my specialty. I manage money for retirees, and I've seen all the good and all the bad over 25 years. In fact, that 65-year-old I started working with 25 years ago isn't 65 anymore. So we've been able to see all the different stages of retirement, and we've specialized in that area. So,
where do you think the biggest deficiency is? What do you think the biggest problem is for folks who are close to retirement? What are they lacking? What are they missing? What are they not thinking about?
You think about it. Where do you get information on how to maximize your Social Security? No, there's just simply not that kind of information out there. Yes, you can go down to the Social Security office, and they'll give you some very simple tables and things, but there's actually some planning things you can do to maximize Social Security. There's planning you can do to maximize your pension plans. There's ways to manage money during retirement, during these especially volatile years that we're experiencing right now, that need to be implemented. So I think the question is, what are the right decisions that a person should make once they reach that retirement age?
All right, so once again, you are a chartered financial consultant. So when you're sitting down with a husband and wife, what's the first thing you tell them to do? What are the first couple of steps when you are consulting?
You know, usually I end up working with people right when they retire, you know, so where they're contemplating retirement. You know, I kind of leave it up to other people to help them accumulate money, but we specialize in retirement income. Okay, and so we categorize what they have in investments, and I liken it to the junk drawer that everybody has in their kitchen somewhere. You know, you have the shoelaces, the stapler, that kind of stuff in the junk drawer. Well, you know, people come into me, and it's like the junk drawer of investments. They've accumulated all these different investment accounts over a lifetime, and then we have to somehow make sense of it. So, and try to produce a stream of income from that.
What's the one thing baby boomers need to know as they enter retirement age?
Let me just take you back. One generation, we all had pension plans. You know, our parents and grandparents had pension plans. They didn't have to plan for retirement. They got a, you know, slap on the back and a gold watch and a retirement check and a monthly check. And so, you know, we had Social Security and your pension checks were usually sufficient to take care of the retirees. Well, things have changed now. Where it used to be two-thirds of our income during retirement came from these what I call mailbox money, because of this came systematically every month. Now, only about one-third of your retirement can be attributed to systematic income from Social Security. Now we all have 401ks, and we have to figure out how to make that 401k lump sum money last for sometimes up to as long as 30 years. And I think it's a real challenge that I believe America is not quite ready to tackle quite yet.
Scott, a lot of people worry that they won't understand, that a lot of this is numbers and financial mumbo jumbo. It's just above their heads. Is the book easy to understand for John and Jane Doe?
Well, within the book, we have over 20 real-life examples of what's happened to real-life people that I've worked with over the last 25 years. Now, I included those simply because I think it makes it a little bit more understandable than all the numbers and statistics. You know, I'm not very good about, you know, reading all the details of the book, and I hope the book is not that way. The book is intended to try to give the average investor or average retiree a little bit of common sense as far as how to manage money, and give them some examples of things that have worked well and actually have worked not so well for people that we've had experience with.
Once again, the book is called Maximize Your Retirement Income, Powerful Financial Strategies for a Successful Retirement. And the author is Scott M. Peterson. He is a chartered financial consultant. Scott, good luck with the book.
Thank you, Les.